This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I think I mentioned on Friday the extremely unscientific Twitter poll I had done on whether people would be willing to pay for Facebook. Of a sample size of 4,100 people, 87% said thank you, no. My survey might have lacked academic rigor. Yes, in fact, it did. But for Facebook and the people running it, how to keep up revenues while dealing with their privacy issues and data is a very real-world concern, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
That Twitter poll inspired me to do a bit of digging on the University of Texas at Austin campus myself. Ike Azatame and Rebecca Stewart are both students here and Facebook users.
As much as I love it, I couldn't see myself paying for it.
If it came down to paying for it, that's a part of my budget I can't afford to spend.
They didn't seem overtly troubled by the data breach or how their information was being distributed to advertisers, and they didn't have plans to delete their accounts.
People in general, but Americans are definitely willing to sell their privacy for convenience or for discount.
That's Karen North. She teaches digital and social media at USC's Annenberg School. She says Facebook can't easily just ratchet back how much data it collects and sells.
Pretty much their entire revenue model right now is ad revenue.
But some experts believe there are other models Facebook could adopt. Zeynep Tefekcha at the University of North Carolina has written a book about social media. She says if Facebook is serious about its claim to provide value to the user,
well, let them make that case. Deliver that value, make us the customers, and convince people that it's the service worth paying for.
Luke Stark, a fellow at Harvard, says there is a way of carrying on with the ad revenue model, but limiting advertisers' ability to link up particular data with specific users.
So it means you don't get this granular data collection, but you can still presumably sell ads.
Which would still generate revenue, but probably a bit less than Facebook is making right now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.